Welcome to Surfing the Quicksand. I'm your host, Kathy Vines. Today's episode, we're going to explore a little bit more about me and my experience and what I bring to the table and what went into my design for this podcast. I mentioned in my intro episode that I've got a lot of different types of experiences and they are all part of this journey for me. And one of those is my career coaching and certified professional resume writer experience. I think some people know of me purely through that channel and some people have no idea anything about that channel of my life. So we're going to talk a little bit about my experience here in that. And I want to give you a sense of the work that I've done with Gen X and older millennials in their career progression and helping them find where they're going to go next, because I think it so informs how I feel about the work that I do to help people get unstuck. The first thing I want to talk about is some generalizations, really, some patterns that I've observed over time of working with folks by different age stages, right? So I've been in this space, well, I've been in the career coaching and resume writing space for about 13 years. I started in HR more than 30 years ago. So I've been in kind of the people and career phase for a long time. And the work that I've been doing in my private practice, in working with people, in helping them figure out what they're going to do next or obtaining what they want to do next, is really at its core so much about helping people see, learn, and understand their own stories and my helping them get to that story. I said that I've been working with Gen X and older millennials for the most part exclusively since I started private practice, which was around 11 years ago, right? I started out this phase working at an outplacement firm, Keystone Associates, back when I first left my corporate world in HR. And in outplacement, if you don't know what that is, that's a service, a benefit sometimes that companies might pay for people who've been had their jobs eliminated or they've been let go for some reason to get some support in career development and helping with their resumes and understanding LinkedIn and interview prep, all sorts of things. So it's a service a company would provide. And so I worked with a lot of people my first 2 years doing this that were, for the most part, either out of work or had been notified that they were going to be out of work, right? So think about that phase of where somebody is when they're thinking about what might come next. It could be desperation, it could be hope and promise and possibility and everything in between. When I left Keystone to move into my private practice, and honestly, my organizing business was getting really busy, I was able to kind of rethink, well, who do I want to work with? And what phases of their career progression do I want to be working with? And so for the most part, it has molded around what I love best and what I've had the most experience with. So again, first and foremost, it's Gen X and older millennials. Now, 10, 12 years ago, they were all 10, 12 years younger, right? So think about that as I talk about the patterns I'm going to share with you. And then the other part is, honestly, for the most part, more than 85% of my clients are employed, still employed, when they reach out to me. And they're looking to work with someone who's going to help them imagine possibility and make a plan to get there, right? So what do I mean by imagine possibility? This is the first part of some of the work that I do with people, and I'll call it the career coach. You know, some people will call it clarity coaching, and it's really around the idea of helping somebody think about what might come next for them, where either they have no idea or they've got some idea, and they need some help kind of figuring out and fleshing out what that might be. Now, I'm not someone who does a diagnostic and tells people, hey, this is what I think you should do. I'm not somebody who says, oh, great, I've heard your story. Let me give you five ideas of things you can do next, right? My job is really, as a coach, to ask questions that help reveal what might be important to you and what might not be important to you, and see if we can use those to help design some kind of research guardrails around thinking about what might come next. I'm also good at hearing somebody's story, even though they don't hear it for themselves, and reflecting upon them saying, I noticed when you told me X, this is how you sounded, but when you told me Y, this is how you sounded. Does that surprise you? And really being able to reflect back to people and share my observations of what they're putting out in this conversation with me. The other part of helping people kind of figure out what might come next is guiding them around what's important in them, to them in that search, right? Is it the kind of employer they work for? Is it the industry? Is it the nature of how much work they're doing? Is it something new? Is it something that they want to do that they've revisit, something that they did in their past? Is it important that they're working with a nonprofit or something that feels values or mission-based? A lot of people are in that Gen X and older millennials. They've been working for a long time, right? So they know what they like and they know what they don't like, and they know what they're really trying to remove from their life. They may not know what they want, but they usually have a pretty good idea of what they want to remove from their professional journey. So I'll work with them about that. Let me talk, as I mentioned, about those kinds of stories that I'm hearing at different stages. And this is broad generalization. And while I do work with all genders, I will be speaking today about women because, we're a podcast for women. So let's talk first about that early 40s stage, right? So if we think about older millennials right now, they're around that phase. And so what I'm going to share with you is observations, not just of the older millennials, but everybody I've worked with at this phase and things that have come up. The first is I have identified a really neat common thread that can come up when I'm talking with people who have been really high achievers in their field. They've been outstanding performers. They've had mentors who have helped them. They've had lots of different opportunities, and they've climbed a bit up their progression of their career. And then they find themselves 40, 41, 42, and a bit lost about where to go next. What I've observed is those people have often had, as I've mentioned, mentors or people who have guided their progression. They have had people who are senior in an organization who are advocating for them, who get opportunities to great projects and put them on it. They present that person with ideas of like, hey, this project's coming up. I think you would be great. What do you think? That could be overseas travel. That could be leading a project that they don't have exposure to before. It's the idea that someone else has been mentoring and developing them with intention, based on opportunities at a firm that exists, but really with the intention that they see potential and growth. And we can apply that potential to what the company needs, and it would be a great accelerant for that person's career. Sounds great, right? And they, by the way, they've gotten promotions, they've gotten salary increases, they've gotten bonuses, things are going great. And then what happens? What's happening before they call me? They are starting to be ready for what's next, and they're looking around and they're talking to people, and this is the response they're getting. You're great. I support you, whatever you want to do. Let's definitely make that happen. Just tell me what you want to do and let's see where we can go. Just tell me what you want and I will see how I can help you. Just tell me what you want to do and I will see how I can help make things happen or open doors or support you in those moves. So, what's happening? They are all starting with, you tell me what you want. And these people, for the first time, are saying, wait, what? I've never had to tell anybody what I want. People present me with opportunities that they think I'd be good at or they think would be good for me. What do you mean I'm going to come up with what I want? I don't actually know what I want. I've been a passenger in other people's designs around where they think my potential would be best developed and best applied. And that's when they're reaching out to me because they say, for the first time, I don't know what I want. I don't know what I want to do. How can I tell them what I want to do when I have no idea? This is that first moment that I often hear people come to me saying, I don't know what I want to do. They've been working in a field for 10, 15, maybe even longer years. They've had a good trajectory. They've been successful. And nobody really put them in the driver's seat of their own career development and their own destiny on where they're going to be professionally. They've had mentors, they've had guidance, they've had fans, they've had support, but it's from the top, not from underneath, when they need to figure out what their own foundation is and what their own interests are and passions are and strengths and skills are that they actually want to explore, not that just somebody else sees in them. So that's this first chapter where people are reaching out to me saying, I don't know what I want to do. I need help. I need somebody to help me think about how I can not only come up with some answers, but prepare for those conversations where I need to start advocating for my own career. And when you think about it, late 30s, early 40s seems like that should be something that you should be comfortable with. You're like, oh my gosh, I've been working for 15 years, 17 years, 20 years. How do I not know what I want? How have I been a passenger all this time? And yet here we are. So that's one example of a kind of a time-bound or age-bound pattern I've seen sometimes in people who reach out with me. Going up a little bit more in age, not that some of my clients at that late 30s and early 40s aren't parents, but as we get a bit more into the 40s, parenting tends to be a bigger deal, whether that's younger kids or getting into older kids or teens or tweens, and finding roles that accommodate their kind of work family. I hate the term balance because there is no such thing as balance, but integration. And here's what I start to hear. I don't like my job so much, but it gives me flexibility. I don't love my job and I don't really see a future here, but I would hate to have to start over and rebuild credibility and try and do that while I'm also trying to do all this other stuff with my life, right? So it is the first time where people start to see a little bit more internal compromise around, I do feel stuck and I'm not happy. I know intellectually I should think about moving, and that's why they reach out to me, right? So there's that internal conflict, that values and conflict of I want to be able to continue to develop my professional path and my professional career, but also I want to make sure that I'm showing up the way I want to or need to in my personal life and in my family. Again, for some people this hits younger, but for when I hear from people in their, getting into further into their 40s, this is often showing up as a conflict for them in why they're looking for help of working with a coach to get some clarity around what they might do or why they might do it or when they might do it. As we continue to get older, once we get to, as we're getting 50, right? Now some interesting things are coming up, right? And for a lot of people, it starts to show up or feel like a fear of age discrimination in the workplace. And again, this cuts across all of my clients. It's not just women, but it is harder for women sometimes because the idea of advocating for oneself and I hesitate to say bragging. Sometimes that's the word that people feel on the inside. It feels gross. What we find, and again, I'm going to generalize here with women, they tend to feel like, listen, my performance should speak for itself. My accomplishments should speak for itself. I've been a solid performer. I've done what's asked for me. I've taken initiative. I've done good things. Why isn't my record speaking to for itself? Why do I have to speak for me? And this comes up in the storytelling, right? How loathsome storytelling can be for some people when they have to put themselves in as the lead of their story. But this is where things start to become a bit more uncomfortable too, because the age discrimination fears, again, not that it's really there, but even the fear of like, am I too old to be considered for this next job? Am I too old to go start somewhere else? Are people going to give me a chance? It relies on that person to speak about themselves in a way that cheers themselves on why somebody else should give them the chance, right? So this is the kind of another phase I'm dealing with in supporting some of my coaching clients. And then I will say, as we get into further and into 50s, now I'm starting to hear more around, I don't want to work this hard anymore. I don't want to manage anyone anymore. Can I just go back to being an individual contributor? I'm thinking about scaling back. Maybe I only want to work part-time. I know I've been a vice president or a director or a manager, but maybe I can step back a couple of levels, right? We're hearing lots of people trying to right size their professional journey with what they want out of life. And again, that integration of what they want with for the rest of their life right now. And that's another hard part. And this is hard for a couple of reasons. One, it can be hard to put yourself out there as a job candidate that feels scaled back with credibility, with authenticity. You know, if you have somebody, if you got a bunch of vice president titles on your resume, and then you're applying for jobs for manager or individual contributor, there may be a question like, what is this person doing? Why are they applying for this job? And listen, there's applicant tracking systems, which are those systems that read your resumes when you apply for a job online. There's AI, there's all sorts of other things that are in the mix of getting in the way of telling an effective story. But at the very start, it's that kind of disconnect between why is this resume applying for this job? You don't often get the opportunity to tell the story yourself. So how do you tell that story? How do you start presenting what you want and how you want to work and with whom you want to work in a way that feels like a heavy lift behind what you've been doing? This is another part of the work I'm doing with folks. Another challenge that comes in this is the idea of can you scale back? Are you wired to work beneath the level you've been working at? I know you say, I don't want a lot of responsibility. I know you say, I just want a job where I can show up and kind of check some boxes and, you know, and make things happen, but not have to be in charge. But do you have the wiring to go into a new role and not live up to the responsibility and the capability you've had in the past, right? This can be a big shift for people. Say, I know on paper what I'm saying I want is this, but I don't know if I'm capable of realigning my own work ethic, of realigning my own perspective, of moderating the fact that I'm going to be in a new job and I want to work hard and prove my worth. But am I doing that at the expense of my own time and energy management, right? So this is something I'll talk about with folks as they're kind of exploring what could come next, not in an effort to talk them out of it, but in an effort to enlighten them around what might be their own biases, what might be their own fears, what might be their own, again, their wiring that they're going to have to actively and intentionally work against if they're able to take this path that they tell me they want. Further, you know, I think we'll find people who are doing a little bit more around, again, I'm just going to up the age chart a little bit. People who are leaving kind of a traditional role, either because, you know, they've been let go from a job or things have shifted in what they've been doing. They don't want to do that kind of work anymore. And so they are taking a step back. And now they want to do things that feel maybe more like volunteering or board work or getting involved in politics or some other way that they're bringing themselves forward. Now, I love working with these people too, because one of their challenges is again around storytelling. How do I tell the story of what I've been doing for 20, 30 more years and reinvent how people see me, how I see myself, into what the value I bring is, what the impact I've made is, and what my strengths are? All of these, as you've heard, are about me helping people understand what their story is, figure out language around telling it, and be able to bring it forward in the right organizations with the right people at the right times for the right opportunities. The resume writing is a really big part of what I do. Now, I want to be honest. You will find that there are a lot of career coaches out there, and a lot of them do not do resume writing. A lot of them kind of hate it. I love it. I love it. I've always loved it. I remember being in graduate school and helping my friends with their resumes because I loved it. So this has been something I've always enjoyed. And again, it's about storytelling and it's about being able to hear what somebody else is saying and doing and distilling it down into just really the most critical information that markets you, right? Remember, your resume is a marketing document that markets you for the opportunities you want. Again, let's put aside that maybe you don't know what those opportunities are yet, but at the very core, being able to say, where have I been? What have I been doing? What has my impact been? And why should my next employer care about it? This is the work I love doing. I find a lot of my Gen X and some of my older millennial clients, if they haven't done their resume in a long time, they're still playing by old resume rules. They have what I call a professional alibi, right? It's a listing chronologically of everything they've done, kind of a job description focus. And it's basically saying, look, these companies gave me things to do, right? Not a marketing document, not getting you where you want, not telling your next employer why they should care. So it is part of what I do when working with people and kind of breaking them of that professional alibi perspective and saying, let's look at your history with today's lens. Let me listen to how you're talking about stories about jobs you had 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, and see if I can bring together the themes that are helping you get aligned with what you want to do next. So I really love that work. And I find one of the things that I find often when people are, they read a resume that I've helped work with them on, and the first time they read it, they'll be like, oh my God, is this even me? I can't believe this is me. And they'll read it and they'll realize, okay, it's definitely the story they told me. Maybe it's in the best language that they've ever seen, but it can be a really different experience to have someone else reflect back to you. Here's what I heard when you told me about the record of your life in your professional capacity, what you've liked doing, where you've really thrived, where you've had the best experience that you wish you could go back to. So we want to make sure that that's showing up in a promising way here. That work that I do with resume writing clients is so rewarding because I know I'm getting them unstuck, right? I am giving them like the crowbar that helps them get to where they want to go next, that is the tool that they need. I talk about LinkedIn with people as well. Again, aligning it with some of those messages and thinking about how to use LinkedIn effectively is whether it's as a job search candidate or, you know, you're trying to get into different opportunities and boards, whatever that is. Sometimes you just need help thinking about LinkedIn differently. And I really like helping people with that too. Here's how I want to kind of wrap up a bit about what I've been talking about is like this podcast, and I'm going to be interviewing a lot of people about a lot of different things, right? Not just my midlife leaps, which are those professional leaps that people are taking sometimes, but every interview I do with a guest is going to come with that curiosity of, let me understand where we got here and what went into this experience for you and what should people really know is important? I bring that same perspective that I do to helping somebody with their career journey or their resume to helping people tell the story I think you might care about when it has anything to do with something that where midlife women tend to get stuck these days. So whether I'm talking to somebody about helping caregivers or helping parents or thinking about their health or their fitness or their wealth or any other aspect that I'm bringing in, I bring it with that search for what's the important story here? How can I help tell their story in a way that this audience, you, care about and find impactful? But I also want you to know that if you are somebody who's been thinking about their career and what you're struggling with and where you might go from here, you're not alone. You're not alone. And there may be parts of what I talked about in these different, and these, by the way, were just some of many, many things I describe and who I work with. But maybe you heard yourself in some of those stories and thought, you know, maybe it is time I think a little bit differently about where I'm going next. Maybe it is time I talk to somebody about this, whether it's me or somebody else, right? But the idea of so few people sit and think and focus on their professional journey with strategy and intention. So whether it's because it's time for you to do your annual review and you want to look at what you've done, or you have to do goal setting for the future, or you have the opportunity to mentor or be mentored internally in an organization, how are you telling your story about what's important to you and where you hope you'll continue to make an impact professionally, whether it's at this organization or somewhere else? I hope you found this interesting. I think a lot of people don't know what a career coach does. And by the way, You meet 100 different career coaches, you're going to find 100 different answers to that. So maybe I could just say, people don't know how I work or how a resume writer might work. And I'm happy to talk to people about that. If you're ever interested, go to kathyvines.com and set up a free consultation with me. I'm happy to talk about that. But the idea of this being an important part about where many people might be stuck in midlife, knowing that, oh my gosh, I'm in my 40s, I'm in my 50s. I might still be working another 10, 15, 20, 30 years, right? And I don't think what I want to do next is what I'm doing today. That can be part of being stuck. So if there are ways for you to think a little bit differently about what your story really is, where you've made an impact, my first piece of advice is to go update your own resume with today's lens. Even if you're not looking for a job, what's the story that shows up for you? What's the story that's showing up for you in your own resume now? Is it the story of somebody who is really tactical and you're looking for something strategic? Is it the story of somebody who's worked their way up, but people don't think of them as that senior leader? Is it the story of somebody who's a problem solver, but you want to be a vision setter and be thought of as a vision setter? What's the story your resume is telling you is a great start to figure out what it's telling the rest of the world and whether or not you might need to change that. Hope you found this helpful. Always happy to talk about this. And if you have thoughts about this, I'd love for you to head over to either my website at quicksandpod.com on this to give feedback on this episode or any other ideas you want to hear me talk about, especially if it comes to professional journeys on something you think you want to hear, even if it's just a mini episode about. I'd love to hear what you have to say. Thanks so much.